This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
This past week, Monday, the Colorado Springs Police Department proposed a plan to the Colorado Springs City Council to implement two speed radar vans that would capture pictures of vehicles driving above the speed limit. There are parameters to the plan. Per state law, speed cameras can only be used in school and construction zones, in residential areas and roads that border parks. The citations would not trigger points against your license, but they would be ticketed for $40 fines and $80 fines in school and construction zones. Similar programs exist in other Colorado cities. Aurora is doing a 13-month pilot program to try out those speed enforcement cameras. The Aurora Police Department told KRDO 13, as of March, the department had issued 2,590 citations since August. You can read more about that story on KRDO.com. 10,000 people in southern Colorado are hoping their health care doesn't change. They've been receiving letters from Common Spirit that they may lose their primary care doctor. That's if a hospital provider can't agree to a new contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield by May 1st. This affects St. Francis and Penrose Hospitals in Colorado Springs, St. Thomas More Hospital in Canyon City, and St. Mary Corwin in hospital in Pueblo. Anthem claims that Common Spirit charges too much for medical care.
The city of Denver has released a nearly $90 million budget plan for migrant aid and shelter, calling it the newcomer budget. City leaders say the plan allows for surges in arrivals and focuses on self-sufficiency and helping migrants achieve independence. The newcomer budget allocates $89.9 million for the full year, and $25 million has already been spent in the first quarter of 2024. The city says the new program has reduced migrant aid expenses by $15 million per quarter. For the third day in a row, a New York appeals court has refused to delay Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Andrew Whitman reports.
On Wednesday, a state Supreme Court associate justice took less than an hour to issue her rejection of what was at least the 11th Trump delay request in the case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to making disguised hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels from his company just before the 2016 election amid rumors of an affair between the two. Jury selection remains set for Monday in Manhattan in what would be the first ever criminal prosecution of a former president.
Closer to home, a Colorado skier is being remembered after a stunt goes terribly wrong. The 21-year-old man was attempting to clear the width of Highway 40 on Tuesday, just west of Bertha Pass Summit. But the Grand County Sheriff's Office says he didn't have enough speed and distance to land on the pavement there and died. The highway was closed for a while. That section of the highway has since been reopened. Safe Passage is celebrating 30 years of helping kids and families in Colorado Springs. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman with details.
The Children's Advocacy Center unveiled a permanent timeline display yesterday, highlighting milestones reached in the area. The center's mission is to give abused children and caregivers a voice and help enable the healing process. They've served around 42,000 people in El Paso and Teller counties since opening in 1994. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Arizona Republicans are halting efforts by state Democrats to throw out a controversial law banning almost all abortions in the state. In the state house Wednesday, Republican Representative Matt Gress joined Democrats in trying to bring a bill forward to stop the ban, with a motion in the Senate also denied. The Arizona Supreme Court is upholding the abortion ban, which dates back to 1864 and bans all abortions except for those that might pose a risk to the mother.
And the Penrose Library Branch in downtown Colorado Springs back open. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth with more.
The library closed in February for a remodel. Sitting areas have been replaced with two-person tables, and there are lockers for visitors. As for security, the camera system was upgraded and expanded to address concerns like loitering and illegal activity in secluded locations. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
And finally, an impressive night for the defending NBA champs. The Nuggets are in sole possession of first place. They're in control of their own destiny. The Joker scored 41 points. We'll have more coming up in sports.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Thursday. We start chilly in the 20s and 30s this morning. Partly to mostly sunny skies can be expected, with 61 for our afternoon high in Colorado Springs and 67 in Pueblo. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a great day.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.